Okay. Where are we?
What are we talking about?
That faces will not do. When I say what are we talking about, you are the logical, clever fellow and do this, then you are expecting me to say what are we talking about. And you listen and you don't. And you forget about it. What are we talking about?
No.
You have to talk. Because this is the last book. When this book finishes, you're not supposed to have any questions. Do you remember what we were talking about? What I mean last week? I mean a couple of years ago. This is what this book is all about. What is it?
What is love?
Why? There are two ways to answer that question that I have. One is the simplest one. The second one is the best one. The simplest one is to remember this page that we left before. Now to remember it. If not, what are you doing here? You have to read it, okay, this was it, we were talking about this. This and I stopped here. That way you will remember. This is the worst technique. What is the best? At the beginning of book one, from there, we are talking about one subject only. Do you believe that? Let me tell you, you will see. Because at the end of this book, which is the final one, what should I do? What will I do? I have left something in the beginning. Do you know that? I never start my classes with the first paragraph. It always starts with the second one. After so many years, when this one was finished, then I go back to that one. And you will see surprises. You will see that what you're listening to this in here, he started it then. He is talking about one subject only. Oh yes, examples of this, saying of that, making of stories, all of that. But for what? For what? Right at the beginning, he started to say, listen. This stuff that I want to talk about, it will come out itself. And me? I don't know. What was he saying at the opening of this book? exactly the same. He repeated it. He said, listen, that subject that I want to talk about is not something that I think about it, or I think you understand it, or I'm saying to you, who are you? I don't know you. You know why I'm saying it? Because it wants to come out itself. Do you remember what was it? Love. He said, at the beginning, he said, love wants to come out, and he doesn't listen to anyone. Why? Because with language, it cannot. Language is logical. What do you say to a little girl that you're just hugging and pushing? In language, you could never transform that feeling. Love is the aim of Masnavi. He wants to teach you what? That you do not understand love. Impossible for you. And it's visible. Where is that visible? I have given you this several times, I believe. In my entire life, I have not seen even one single person who admits that he doesn't know what love is. Everybody knows it. Nobody knows it. Because it doesn't fit in the field of knowing. I know something. Huh? I could learn more. Right? And so on. Could I be 95% in love? Nonsense. You are in love or you are not. That is the problem. What is it that you should get? Something that, first of all, is not understandable, because there is no quantities over there. It's quality. What is that quality? That quality is not in my hand. The problem of that quality is my hand. My logical wanting something, liking something, preferring something. Yes, you are thinking about Lamborghini. Doesn't matter, because a dog loves a piece of bone just like that. Right? We'll dig, he'll hide it, we'll go back and bring the same stuff that you maybe could do with Lamborghini. But these are the desire of a monkey or a donkey. We are talking about something else out of the knowledge of the animal. Where? We talk about knowledge, brain is here. Where is love? Where is it? It's here. It's not in me. No, that silly animal of you thinks that when we say heart, the heart of the matter. No, this one is the heart of the matter. I'm in it, it's not in me. That will build me, I will not build that. What should I do? What can I do? Should you remember book one was this? First half of book one said, you are selfish, you are stupid, you are jealous, you are playing for everyone, you are a show off, you are stupid. This is it. What is the solution? The solution is that somebody who is in you, that's how you become a human being. Learning and learning and understanding the others and connecting to the other people and understanding the goodness for we. Not that stupid idea of us and them. There is one we. And all of us are influencing it and making it. Civilization, living in the city, thinking about the need of the others. Creation, specialty, all of this is for what? We are really becoming we. And by time, we are connecting to each other more and more and more. This is where it is going. What should I do? The second half of that book. First, believe in someone who knows better than you. Two, be ready for millions of punches. Yes, because you are supposed to leave you and come out, be a part of we.